I work with a lot of freelancers, and one piece of advice I want to give to you when it comes to paying them, whenever you're setting up a new payment, and it could be on any app, it could be through Zelle, it could be through Venmo, Cash App, doesn't matter. All those apply, right? My recommendation to you is to set it up first and then just transfer a small amount of money, literally like a dollar, just to test it out to make sure, hey, you know, I got all the information correct. You know, they can confirm, cool, it's good to go. The account has been properly set up. Then you can, you know, pay them the actual amount. But it just protects you, it protects them, you know, because God forbid, like, you copied something wrong, they put in something by accident, stuff like that. This has nothing to do with, are they a scammer, are they not? No, 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 that's not what I'm saying. It is literally just in terms of making sure whatever payment system you set up that you have input the information incorrectly, because the last thing you want is, you know, something, especially with like Zelle or wire transfers, things of that nature, which I've dealt with, you know, there's a lot of information and you throw something off, you know, you don't want it lost in the ether, as they say. And so just having that wherewithal to, you know, make sure everything's correct, test it out, literally just like a dollar transfer, cool, it's confirmed on both ends, then set up, you're good to go for the rest of the time. So that's my advice to you. Whenever you make payments, and it doesn't have to just be freelancers, it could be friends or whatever, you know, anyone that for the first time that you're setting up a payment system, you know, just give it a test run. That's all.